Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yebo singumkani imihla ngemihla kwamanje ke asiye laphaya ku coach Malebo. Coach Sawubona.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, bengi cross its fingers sikiri ibe hore ke awthola momoyeng.
No, I'm a woman of my word. When I said I will be there, I'll be there.
No, I was crossing my fingers because of delay. Nike se show hore ke tlogona ho mo moyeng. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Uya phila o kae?
Ke teng wena o kae? You know, sometimes I wonder maybe I should speak Zulu with you so that I can learn how to speak the language.
Because... Yes, please.
Ikhona
wena njani? Hayi, nathi siphilile kakhulu and siyabonga ukuthi ube nathi kule ntambama. Kisa kena deeper ke rekho sizulu nkosi ke tlo kwala ditsebe ne.
Yes.
No, but hands-on practice, that's when you learn.
Of course.
And then utlo master the language at the end of the day.
Yes.
Okay, kikopa oba dumedisa ko gae and thank you so much ukuthi uzoba nathi kulenyanga yonke ka February. You know, kairata this month, man, because you know, lerato limoyeng, waitsikeng liyavunguzela uthando. Kikopa oba dumedisa ko gae.
Okay, I'm greeting all of the listeners, those who are listening because I have updated and those who are listening because every day by Peter ba mametsi your show.
Yeah.
My name is Malebo. I am a coach. I'm a life and relationship coach. And probably this is the reason why I am here, because I am a relationship coach. So yeah. The month of love and, you know, relationship with the other my son.
And no limo happily last year.
Yes, I was.
And why is it really heko contact? I was like, okay. Last year February nekina liena was coach Malebo. Like I was like, Mara, time flies, waiti.
You know.
Okay, so today ore tshwaretseng ge.
All right, today I want us to start with the love that we have for ourselves. You know, most of the time ne rebata lerato outside.
Yeah.
But we don't know what love is. That is why so many people are in loveless marriages. A lot of people are in loveless relationships. Or you would hear, I'm sure you are on Facebook, you would hear of a story of what the husband did to the wife and the wife did to the husband, you know, or fela ibilele bana. And I believe that most of us have never experienced love. And, you know, there is a verse in the Bible that says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So the love that you have for yourself is the love that you can give to another person. And I only say that you can never fully love another person, or you can never fully experience love if you haven't felt that by yourself, if you don't know how to love yourself. So, but to have until they are stuck in relationships that they were not supposed to be in because they don't know what love is. And somebody else came and said, love is when a man provides. And everybody flocked to every man who's providing, and they are being abused emotionally, physically, but they cannot come out of there because they don't know what love is. And because love rebele gore lerato ke relationship. You know, some people think that you can only experience love in a relationship or in a marriage. But love, you have to first feel it yourself, love yourself first, before you can then love another person or even know gore nna ke tlo go ratiwa ka mokgofeng.
Wow.
So, you know, in the past when I was still in the world, kilibodi relationshiping, I was just going through, but batare, utansonne le boyfriend e so and so. You know, you want to go there. But always I felt the emptiness of that. I never felt, hore, this is love. Of course, to other people, it was pleasing because maybe the boyfriend had a car and he can take us from one place to the other. Until I said to myself, but what is love for me? And when I said, what is love for me, I became single. And the next relationship that I was in, I got married. This year, we are celebrating 10 years of marriage because I had to feel that love for myself to know what it is and how to even love my husband.
Wow. Wait, how bua so name a coach? Wait, pelo ka sala ya ba botlhoko ne. Gona le this code airing you know, as a woman, o ka ba good bokanangkang, o ka ba le lerato bokanangkang, o itse keng wa submit to this man wa monsa hore o morata bokanangkang. But if that man ha se yena gore le dilo tso di etsang a ka se di lemoge.
Exactly.
So yeah. It's true.
So uta bo rata motho.
Yeah.
O azangeng a ithata.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult for you to love a person who does not know what love is.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you hear of a person saying, I am married, but I am also open to a relationship on the side.
Yeah.
That tells you on its own that that person doesn't love themselves.
Mm.
Because if you are going to split your love between two people,
yeah,
then whether you don't know what love is. Is happily married but has got a side chick or has got a side man.
Hmm.
That on its own is not love. What the world believe love is not what it is. Motho o kileng a ithata, motho o ithatang would never divide his attention or her attention amongst two people, even become intimate with two people, because intimacy is between a man and a woman under the confinement of marriage. And under the confinement of marriage, we are also under mudimo. So when we just say, my husband and another man, what does that mean? And the Bible also says God is love. So ha ke le mo lenyalong go ra gore lenyalo la ka must have love, which is God, and the things that we do with my husband must be the things that are of love, meaning I respect him, I love him, I honor him, and he does the same because he also loves himself.
So how do you love yourself, like ule motho?
You know, the first thing first, batho ba ntse ba phela, like they think self-love is taking yourself to a spa.
Yeah.
And then, you know, taking a selfie, a beautiful selfie with filters. But loving yourself is honoring yourself. Sometimes you are just exhausted.
Mm.
And okay, let me just sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think before this interview, I was sleeping because I felt like I'm exhausted. Let me sleep before I can go and cook. But some people will push themselves harder just to go and please other people. You know, you know that you are exhausted.
Yeah.
Some people know that they don't have money, but they would rather give people their last cent so that they can be loved or, you know, made to believe that they are loved by those people. So firstly, when we think of loving ourselves, let's think of what love is. Love is being kind to yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or people say love is kind. So being kind to yourself. Some of us, we speak, you know, ogasibona, kirwena, you are the external, but
yeah.
A person has got internal conversations with themselves, Zahore, I am unlovable, you know, they're always thinking of the worst case scenario, Hore, what if I'm driving and then Gatula Motu and all those type of things. You see, you're not kind to yourself, you're not kind to your mental health. Also, it says love is patient.
Mm.
And when we think about it, some person will look at my life, and especially with the access of social media, and say, I want that life in a year's time. I want to be that coach, like that coach in a year's time. But this process took me 10 years. I had been patient with myself for 10 years. You cannot even be patient with yourself in a day. So some of the things is because the things that we even do to ourselves. We are not patient, we are not kind to ourselves. And, you know, we are always thinking, like, let's just say you do something wrong today, right? And then, you know, we try to say that grudge. Next time again, you do something wrong and you're like, Habashe, you're always doing this. Why? Are you stupid?
Yeah.
That, you know, it says love does not keep a record of wrong things. Why are you keeping a record of wrong things to yourself? And you know what? For that, utabona hore motho o, when they are supposed to love another person, they can't even love another person without having a book of record where my husband did this in 1990, man, my wife did this, you know, because they cannot love themselves. And they cannot do that to themselves. They cannot forgive themselves. How are they going to forgive another person? They cannot be kind to themselves and say, you know what, I'm feeling burnt out. And especially for us as women who are made to be nurturers, we're always there for bana, for, you know, everybody else. And you know, when everything else is out there, but what's a mile, you are left with yourself,
yeah.
You know? So when you are left with yourself, unahananga buena. There are even other people who cannot even sit by themselves, but they are always with friends. And all those type of, because heba ka dula ba le ba iwane. That is when they get to see the other side of them that does not know love.
Wow. Yo. That is powerful, coach. Uthi, let us be kind to ourselves. Ukubonisa ukuthi uyasithanda ungumuntu and ngeke ukwazi ukuthanda omunye umuntu wena uma ungayithandi. So uthando luqala kuthina singabantu.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much, coach. Sizophinda sihlangane futhi next week angithi. And then how basahutle momoyeng mo gona letsela maybe motho ka reng ai o itse keng ke batla go bua le coach man ka something o tholagala yang.
Okay, you can contact me on my social media platforms. I'm Coach Malebo on Instagram, on TikTok. I know a lot of people are on TikTok now. And also on Facebook. You just type in Coach Malebo and my profile will pop up.
Arbonane gape next week. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.